Cecilia Vanier is a Montrealer who was addicted to heroin for 23 years, and she eventually overdosed. 17 years clean. She helps others through a recovery program at the Griffith Edwards Institute here in Montreal, the Addictions Unit, the McGill University Health Center. It's Overdose Awareness Day, so we decided we'd give Cecilia a call. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
So, you know, when we talk about somebody addicted to heroin for 23 years, mm-hmm. it sounds pretty dark. And you wonder sort of how somebody gets it. What was your upbringing, and what led you down this path?
Yeesh. My upbringing, I started off with an excellent childhood,
yeah.
I must say. You know, I grew up here in St. Lambert. And, yeah, my mother was a kindergarten teacher for 43 years, 46 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So I had a great childhood. Unfortunately, around the teenage years, I had some type of a personal disaster in relationships, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up having a post-traumatic stress situation from, you know,
right.
a bad boyfriend,
yeah.
bad marriage,
uh-huh.
abuse, all of that.
Okay.
So that's where things took off in a different direction.
And so what was your first self-medication?
Was heroin.
You went right to heroin?
I didn't.
Don't people normally start off with something else?
I didn't even smoke cigarettes.
And so how did you get your hands on heroin?
Well, I moved into the big city of Montreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was looking to find myself, and I discovered a group of people who were super interesting,
yeah.
artists,
yeah.
musicians, that right. whole rock and roll scene.
Yeah.
It was the punk rock, it was the 80s,
yeah.
punk rock and yeah. all of that. So I just found a group of people that I felt good about, and I bought into the whole anarchy thing, and the world's going to end anyway, and you know,
yeah.
and I'm going to try everything. So I tried that, and I guess that's where I found out that I really liked the way I medicated myself. You
really?
Know, it killed the pain that I was.
Yeah.
You know, suppressing.
So this guy, heroin or some of these opioids that are so problematic, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the allure of them is, it's impossible to resist, I would assume.
It's impossible to resist the, if you try it, most of the time, most people just get really sick.
Yeah,
you know?
Really, yeah.
But if you persevere, you'll get past that very quickly, and then you'll become addicted within days.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's highly addictive.
So you said you were addicted to heroin for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're midway through this, do you have these moments of lucidity where you say, well, I'm addicted to heroin? My mother was a kindergarten teacher. I'm from St.
Oh,
Lambert.
My God.
I don't get addicted to heroin.
Of course, yeah. And for the first several years, I think I just avoided my family so that I could,
right.
you know, not have to face that and the shame and the embarrassment and the, you know, there's a lot of self-loathing that comes with it,
yeah.
you know?
It's Overdose Awareness Day, and we're speaking with Cecilia Vanier. So tell me about the day you overdosed.
The day I overdosed, it happened more than once.
Really?
So, you know, I was lucky. This was back in the 80s. One time I was in a bathroom. Luckily, somebody knocked on the door, you know, and you could smack somebody around and get them back to consciousness,
right.
you know, then.
Yeah.
Another time, it took more than that. They called an ambulance, and I ended up in the hospital the next morning and walked out of there with no shoes because, you know, they take you and hopefully save your life.
Right.
But, you know, that was then. That was before fentanyl.
Now, fentanyl is a whole different can of worms. I mean, people die on fentanyl every day, like literally in this country.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no window of opportunity to save the person. You know, so, yeah, that's...
So what do people need to know on Overdose Awareness Day? There's one message that you could to give somebody who's just sitting here saying, you know, this is not a problem that's for me.
It is a terrible problem. It could happen to anybody. Anybody can become addicted, especially nowadays that, you know, there's a crisis going on with OxyContin has been overprescribed for years and years. So you have people who were, you know, prescribed something by doctors and then their prescription runs out and then they go to the streets for it and they end up taking something that's been laced with fentanyl and they easily have an overdose and they're going to die within minutes, you know. And what they should do is anybody who is using, find somebody to tell. Tell somebody in your family. Be open about it, and get some. Get your hands on some naloxone, which is an antidote, and I believe it's free in the pharmacies. I mean, I think Quebec is being very
proactive about this.
Because if you can save a person's life, then they have the opportunity to turn their life around. If you, once you're dead, I'm sorry, there's no chance, you know?
Cecilia, very interesting. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Can I just say one
thing?
Sure,
yeah.
The RTP is the Recovery Transition Program. That's where I work now.
Okay.
And I do this voluntarily. And we help people. We are peer mentoring. We help people who have addiction problems and get them to the point where they can, you know, feel good about themselves again. They have hope. They build up resilience. And they hopefully will not go back to using.
How would someone get in touch with you? If they need it to.
Go to www.recoverytransitionprogram.com. That's okay. Our website.
Right.
We have Facebook also. And that would be the first start. Griffith Edwards Center, part of the MUHC.
Okay.
That's where we work out of. We work out of there. We work out of the Allen Institute, yeah. Allen Memorial Institute. And that's how you get a hold of us. And if anybody wants to do anything to help, with funding, of course, the Montreal General Hospital Foundation, Code Life, they're the people who handle that for us.
Cecilia, good luck. Thanks very much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you
Appreciate
so much.
It. Yeah. Okay. It's Overdose Awareness Day. That's Cecilia Vanier.